Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a very special guest. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Hello, hello. So excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you came. Thank you so much for wanting to be on this podcast. I was so excited when, I guess the reason why I had you on is let's start off with how we met. Lauren, how did we meet?
We met doing SpongeBob the Musical at Coronado Playhouse.
Yay!
Which was so fun.
And what character did you play, Lauren?
I was Pearl, which was so super fun.
Yeah. Were you was that the role you were going for? Or how did you feel about that?
That was definitely the role I was going for because it was my first show in 8 years.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't want anything that's going to feel super overwhelming, like a Sandy role or something like that, where you're on stage the whole time. I'm like, I just need to dip my toe into the water with a smaller role, which was perfect. The perfect amount of stuff to do, which was so fun. It was ridiculous. I loved it.
It's a very fun show. I wasn't familiar with it at all, before I did it, but I'm so glad I did it. It's a blast. So yeah, we met doing that. And I remember one day, I think I had released one of my episodes with, the Lawrence brothers.
Yes.
And you went up to me and you were like, I know them.
They're some of our closest family friends. So I was like, that's so fun that you did an episode with them. That was so cool.
Yeah, it was because they're in multiple different ones. They're in Horse Sense, they're in Jumping Ship. So I was like, oh, do you want to be on the podcast? Did you watch Disney Channel growing up? And you were like, I did. So I was like, so yeah, what was that like? Was that a big part of your life? I'm guessing it was.
When I was much younger, for sure, that we spent a lot of time with them. When I was younger, my dad was Joy's vocal coach.
Oh my
and
God.
And that's how they had started. And then we became really close friends with their whole family. So they're just absolutely wonderful. I love them so, so, so much. So,
yeah. Aww. So where are you from, Lauren?
Originally from LA. And then we moved to Temecula. When I was a little older, and then I lived there until I moved to Boston for college and then moved back after college because I couldn't do the weather, and then was working in LA and now in San Diego for the past year and some change now, which is super fun. I love San Diego.
What did you watch growing up? Were you a Disney kid? Were you a Nick kid? Were you both? What was the shows that you really enjoyed?
I was definitely, I think, more of a Disney kid than a Nick kid.
Yeah.
I did a lot of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah.
I love Phil of the Future.
Yeah.
And then I really liked Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, nice.
I really liked that one.
Yeah.
And Phineas and Ferb. One of my favorites ever. That's So Raven.
Yes. Do you watch Raven's Home?
No, I haven't seen it. I need to watch it. Is it good?
It's all right. It's a pretty corny show. It's not as good. I don't think anything could be as good as That's So Raven. You can never I don't think there's any reboots that are better than the original, but it's all right. Yeah. It doesn't have Eddie in it. Or Corey, and so it that kind of I feel like is lacking, but it's all right, yeah. But no, I love That So Raven, it was a very fun show, yeah. And I Phineas and Ferb, I felt like that was kind of when I stopped watching Disney Channel, but yeah, I feel like that's such a classic, yeah.
Right, my fiance said the same thing because I was no, we have to watch Phineas and Ferb, so it became our nighttime, we're Aww. Going to sleep and watching Phineas and Ferb until we watch all of it. I was see, it's a classic, you have to watch it.
Did he it?
Yeah. It's so funny. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous show.
And I like that it was, I tuned in on occasion because Ashley Tisdale was in it and I like her. So I was okay. And they had music numbers, which is super fun.
The songs of Phineas and Ferb are epic.
Yeah.
Busted with, that is Ashley Tisdale as. B-U-S-T-E-D, you are busted. People were recreating it on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Last summer, I think, TikTok trends are so fleeting, but
yes, they
was definitely one of them, but I love that one.
Yeah, no, very fun. So who were your, who were some, Disney stars that you really liked?
Also really loved Ashley Tisdale. Yeah. Like, Sharpay in High School Musical. Like, yeah. Just a queen. Loved
it. Is that
it.
Your favorite character from High School Musical?
Oh, probably. I would have to say yes. Like, it's very much my vibe. Like, I drive, like, a yellow and pink. Like, my seats are pink, and I have a pink sparkly wheel. That. I feel like it's very Sharpay-esque.
Yes, but. Yes. You're giving that vibe, except you're much nicer than her.
But yeah, oh my gosh, my favorite ever. Still don't understand, like, my favorite thing is people, like, explaining the character of Sharpay, like, I am, like, the star of every show, and then some girl who is never, who's too afraid to sing in front of other people gets my lead in the school musical before our senior year.
Yeah, that, like, that also, like, I feel like at the time I didn't realize, like, how upsetting that would be. Like, not to say, like, she's entitled to it, but, like, it makes a lot more sense, like, being in that situation, being like, this girl has never done it before taking my role. So I, like, understand her more.
Definitely. Yeah. I think as, like, a kid, I was like, she's so mean to Gabriella. What is she doing? But then, like, you know, you're a senior in high school and somebody just comes and takes your role. I think you'd be maybe nicer about it, but still pretty pissed.
Yeah. And also the, like, star basketball player taking the lead role when he's never sang a day in his life either. But yeah, no, that's funny.
Love it.
What is your favorite High School Musical movie?
Ooh, it's got to be 2. It's got to
be. Oh, interesting. I always think it's interesting when people say 2. Okay.
It's my favorite. Which one is your favorite?
I like the first one the best, but I think all of them have, like, I mean, the third one is, like, not, I don't know, it's, like, weird because I feel like the budget was too big, so it looks, like, way too extravagant.
It was so nice.
Yeah. It's almost too nice, but yeah, no, the second one, I remember not liking it at the time, but now I'm like, oh, it's so campy, like, it's classic, yeah.
It's so campy.
Yeah, and the music is very good. I like Fabulous. I like Every Day. And I love What Time Is It. That's, like, maybe one of my favorite songs from, like, that entire franchise. Yeah,
so good. I just I need Zac Efron to, like, splash his reflection in the water. Like, that is the
oh my god, that's, like, the best part of the movie.
It's so ridiculous.
Oh my god, I love that, because isn't it in Mulan? There's, like, a part where she does that.
Yeah, in Reflection. She does the same thing. So ridiculous. And I love Fabulous. Fabulous is, like, my favorite High School Musical song. So
it is great, yeah. So what are some of your favorite DCOMs? I'm guessing High School Musical 1 and 2 were, but yeah, what are some other ones?
Definitely. I really liked Jump In. That one's a classic.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? The Cheetah Girls.
Huge
Cheetah Girls fan. I recently just made my fiance watch Cheetah Girls 2 with me, which is such a fun one.
You have a good fiance. Oh my god. Like, you got him to watch Cheetah Girls? That's amazing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What did he think?
He was like, what is going on, Lauren? I'm like, they are in Spain. And they are doing a music competition. He's like, this is ridiculous. When they call at, like, at the beginning and the middle of the night for them, but, like, daytime for Spain, and, like, are singing through, like,
Oh my god. Yeah.
It was like, this would never happen. I'm like, I know, but just go with it.
Go with the fantasy. Yes. Who was your favorite Cheetah Girl?
Ooh. Probably. It was probably Raven, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, so good. Or Adrienne Bailon. Yeah. I love that she was always, like, shoe shopping.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She was my favorite. I really liked her a lot. And she had, I mean, they all had amazing fashion, but I feel like the two of them were, like, the best. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Those outfits were so good. I remember for, like, my fourth grade talent show, we got, like, matching sweatsuits and did, like, a dance routine and sang one of the Cheetah Girls songs, like, from the original one.
Oh my god, I love that.
I have to, like, I know I have to have a picture somewhere. I haven't
Send me a picture. I will die to see that.
I have to find it, but definitely did that.
Yeah, that is so cute. Oh my god. So I guess on that note, let's get into the movie. So movie is Gotta Kick It Up. Very fun movie. This is truly one of my favorite Disney Channel original movies because I love dancing. I love watching dancing. And like, I love that it was a bunch of girls and like, it was just very fun and very like different. But yeah, what did this movie mean to you? Did you like it when it came out?
I love this one. I don't think I watched it like when it came out because I didn't have Disney Channel until I think I was like 8.
Oh,
so that would have been like 2 years later, but they would play that one a lot. Mm-hmm. Like when they would just run DCOMs on like a regular basis, they would always do that, you know? And it was always super exciting for me because I'm Mexican and it was like great representation. And like before like Wizards of Waverly Place, there wasn't either like even a show that had like Latin representation. So I always I always loved to watch this one. I was like, cool. It's like they look like me. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I like was really because even the movies where like the main character is not white, like most of the like the whole cast is usually white. So I was really impressed that they like had a diverse like movie. I wonder like if that was like they're like we need more representation. But yeah, like I really liked that. Like it's really cool. Like they worked like really hard to like have like this movie be more inclusive. And this was 2002. So yeah, I'm very impressed by this movie.
20 years ago, wild. With baby America Ferrera.
I know.
She's so little.
Yeah, she's great in this. Like, she's such an amazing actress. But yeah, that was like, I guess like, I mean, there's multiple like stars in this movie, but that's the one I like resonate most with because I was like, oh yeah. Did so you funny. Watch like any of her other stuff? Like, did you watch Ugly Betty or like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Oh, Sisterhood of the Traveling. I just rewatched those. I literally rewatched those like a month ago.
Yeah,
I love those, and she's so good. And I just remember watching that movie and recognizing her. From this one, like,
Gosh,
it's the girl from Gotta Kick It Up.
This movie came out on July 26, 2002. Lauren, what do you think you were doing on that day if you had to take a wild guess?
Okay, I would have been 6, like, just turned 6.
Wait, what year were you born?
1986.
Oh, okay, cool, nice.
So, good year. I think I 100% would have been swimming in my backyard.
Aww, are you a big swimmer?
Oh, I would never leave the pool if
somebody
wasn't like, Lauren, you can't live in the water. I would happily stay there all day. And in the summer, I'm like in the pool multiple days a week. I love it. I love swimming.
Yeah, love that. Okay, so I guess like, let's get into the movie. Let's get into Gotta Kick It Up. So... what were your first impressions of like the beginning of this movie? Like, what did you think of the opening sequences, like dancing in the quad and all these girls?
So much going on. I think it's just like, it was super fun. It's like, you can definitely get the energy of the movie from like those first couple minutes, and like all the kids just being wild. And I really, really love when Alyssa is like reading her book and runs into the dance coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's Susan Egan, which she's Meg in Hercules.
Yes, yes.
But she's also the original Broadway cast Belle in Beauty and the Beast. So, Belle would always, like, read her book and, like, run into people while she's going, like, through the town. So I kind of feel like that was like a little mini.
I didn't really realize like that was like a reference to like, oh my God. I love when people like tie in like little things about an actor, like very subtly into movies. I think that's
right.
So cute.
It's so subtle.
Yeah. And I wonder, I mean, yeah, it's crazy because she like plays like a dancer in this movie, but she has such a beautiful voice. So I'm like, oh, I wonder if like they were like, oh, we're just not going to have her sing because this isn't a musical, but still like, it's very like, fun that they have her. I did not know until way later that she was Meg, so it's so fun. But yeah,
gosh, the first word she said, I was like, who is this? I need to know who it is right now. I recognize this voice.
Yeah, I know.
I googled it immediately.
Fun. But so like the main character of this movie is like this girl named Daisy, and she's kind of like a bad girl, and she like acts up a lot in class, but she's just very beautiful, very cute, and like she doesn't like, I don't know, she's very outspoken. But so I was like looking it up, the girl who played her was 26 when they filmed this.
No way.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah, yeah. And she's supposed, maybe 25, 26, and she's supposed to be 14. Like, yeah.
She does not look 26 at all.
Yeah, they like, I mean, maybe they like kind of aged her down a little bit, but no, yeah. she looks like she could be in high school, like maybe not that young, but like, yeah, they did a really good job of like making her like very like rebellious and like not a good listener, not like doesn't want to listen to anything adults say, but yeah, yeah. No, she made her look young. But yeah, so it's like kind of like Daisy and Yolanda, played by America Ferrera, are like best friends, and they like are dancers, but they don't like, they're kind of like too cool for school. They don't want to be on the dance team, but Daisy got like detention for acting up, and the only way to get out of it is like through this dance team. So yeah, what did you think of like the dancing in this movie? I thought it was very funny.
It was super, super funny. I think like, yeah. I was on the dance team in high school. Mm-hmm. So like the palm dances, like I did so many of those palm dances, okay. Which like, dancing with palms, disgusting. Your hands get so sweaty.
Oh, really?
Worst thing ever. It looks so pretty when you're doing it, but yeah. They're like, it goes between like very random. I wouldn't even, it's like not even like hip hop though, because yeah. They're like just like clapping. It's like more like grooves. They're like grooving half the time. And then like they'll show like another school competing that's doing like turns in second and like intense kick lines. It's just like so all over the place.
It is, and it's like, so I did cheerleading like growing up, and like I think when I first saw this movie I was like, isn't it just like cheerleading? But like no, because they're not cheering for like a football team or like a basketball team, like they're just the dance team. But yeah, it's like interesting that like they have pom-poms, and they do like very like, I guess like there's a lot of like ballet. I don't know, you're more the dancer, but yeah, what kind of dance did you do, and like what did you recognize as like what they were actually doing?
Like, well, that, like, palm style dance is so, like, dance team oriented, which is basically just, like, jazz, but okay. With palms.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it does have a lot of, like, cheer elements, because your arms are still very, like, cheery when you're doing it. Like, you're very, like, stiff up top and then, like, more fluid on the bottom. And that was, like, I feel like their dance team kind of did the opposite, where they were, like, really, like, fluid and, like, just grooving.
Yeah. Yeah. They were, it was interesting because like they went, I think they were trying to make a point of their team not being like super good, especially at the beginning, like them being kind of like a ragtag team of girls. And like,
oh, yeah.
You can especially see that when they're, okay, I did want to point this out. You know, the part where they like show up at the gym and auditions are supposed to happen and then the basketball team is there, which is so high school, like, of course. But
uh-huh.
Yeah, like, you know the part where, like, they have, like, they're like, okay, I guess we'll audition at the same time, and then the basketball, they put the boom box there, so 2000s, and then it hit the basketball, and it fell on the ground.
Yes.
That reminded me of the scene in Mean Girls where, like, you know the part where, like, she, like, the boom box hits, like, messes up, and then she, like, accidentally hits the guy in the face?
That is so accurate. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Same exact vibe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, yeah, their auditions were, like, super funny. It's, like, a bunch of different, like, types of dances. Like, I think America Ferrera, it's, like, dance has, like, she's doing, like, the robot. It's very, very cute, but, yeah.
And, yeah. Like, her, like, wave moment with her arms. I was dying.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I don't really know what, like, America Ferrera's, like, personality is in real life, but I really feel like she put a lot of herself into this character because she was very, like, kind of dorky, but, like, pretty sassy at the same time, which, like, kind of reminds me of her. But, yeah, she...
So good.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, was your experience, like, on dance team, like, at all similar to any of this, or were you, like, no?
Not really. I feel like, my school had a very established dance team, so I feel like it was very structured and like we knew when we were competing and that kind of thing. And we had like a ton of rehearsal and audition, like a lot of people would try out to be on the team versus like their tiny little tryout,
and like they were almost like begging people to be on the team, like it's like not very competitive at all. Oh, yeah.
And her, like, you can't have long nails and you have to wear your hair up and this and that. Like, I feel like it definitely wasn't that, like.
Yeah. That was kind of crazy. The scene where she was like, okay, you got to wear socks, you got to wear shorts, you have to wear your hair up. You cannot be late. And, like, she's, like, being, like, very drill sergeant-y, and a bunch of girls, like, got up and left. They're like, I can't deal with this. But, yeah, that was, like, really funny. But, Yeah, no, this is, it's funny, the, like, contrast between Daisy and, like, Miss Bartlett is, like, the teacher's name, but, yeah, like, oh, I wanted to ask you, so Daisy has, like, this boyfriend named Chewy. What did you think about him?
Oh, my gosh, I was like, first of all, I wanted to, like, they never say how old he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do feel like, even if he did, like, I feel like he at least has to, obviously, he drives, so he at least has to be 16, yeah. And she's 14.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just think it's funny that, like, he's, like, has a job and, like, is, like, being more adult and then dating this, middle, like, schooler.
Yeah. My parents would not be down for me having a boyfriend who drives me around who's, like, a high school dropout. Like, they just would not. So, I thought that was, like, interesting. Yeah. Like, were you, like, in your experience with, like, boys in high school and all that stuff, like, did you have any romances where you liked an older guy?
Not really. I feel like I didn't really date much in high school.
I didn't either, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it just wasn't. I was so, I was in too many clubs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Doing too many shows to,
yeah,
to bother. But yeah. I feel like, not really. But I don't think that my parents would have been down for me dating a guy way, way older.
Yeah,
and just being driven around whenever, like, that would not fly.
And they had, like, it's weird because he was, like, oh, like, what about, at some point she, like, gets asked to do, like, she's the best dancer on the team, it's, like, made pretty obvious, and she's kind of the leader, and so, like, and at the end she starts, like, planning the dances for them, but, like, yeah, it's, like, he gets upset at her because he's like, oh, you never have time for me anymore because you're doing your dance thing. And, like, what about our future? And I was like, our future? She's 14.
She's in middle school.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I'm just trying to, like, be a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I was glad that, like, toward the end, he definitely was inspired by her passion to, like, pursue her dreams and stuff, that, like, he eventually did drop back into high school. That was his plan. Yeah,
I know. So he's like, I was a dropout and now I'm dropping in, and I thought that was really cute.
I thought that was
I like, so it's funny because, like, I think this movie is, like, very real, very grounded. Like, the only thing, in, like, they do this a lot in Disney movies, is, like, I'm like, the dialogue was, like, a little corny, and also, like, they like, cleaned it up. Like, these kids would not be, like, they would be cursing, of course. And so, obviously, they can't do this. This is a Disney movie. It's, like, G-rated. But, yeah, it was, like, it's a cleaned up version of, like, a very real situation. So, I thought that was interesting.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, I think it was cool that he was, like, oh, I'm a dropout. Like, I thought, like, oh, yeah, like, that is not the kind of, like, character they would ever portray in these movies. So, I thought that was cool because it's, like, a very, like, real situation for a lot of kids. But, like, yeah. I mean, so did you think this, like, movie overall was, like, pretty realistic?
I think, like, more than a lot of other
DCOMs,
I feel like it's definitely grittier.
Yeah, definitely.
And they really get into, like, the reality of a lot of things. Like, them, like, all of the teachers having to be the coaches and them not having separate coaches because they couldn't afford it for their school. And them, like, fundraising in, like, the most Hispanic way with, like, all the dads out there cooking, like, all the really good, like, meat. It's, like, so funny, but I think it's a lot more real than a lot of other Disney Channel original movies are, so I thought that was cool. I think there were, like, a couple grittier ones. I can't remember if The Color of Friendship is a DCOM or not.
It is, yeah, it is, and that one is, like, yeah, that one's really real.
Yeah, I feel like they did a couple that were a little bit more, like, real and gritty, and then softened it up a bit. I mean, they're obviously, like, the G-rated version of them, but, like, they really did try to dive into, like, a couple more intense topics, I guess.
Yeah, I really appreciated that because, like, it gave, like, kids who, like, didn't know what it's like to be in a different type of situation, like, a peek into that. And, yeah, no, I like, admire them a lot for, like, taking on, like, a different, like, type of life in this movie. But, yeah, I thought that the, like, so, like, what kind of, there's a lot of songs in this movie that were very, like, reminiscent of, like, there's some, like, songs that I was like, that sounds like a Selena song, but it's not, and, like, there's, like, a song that sounded like an Outkast song, but, it, like, so much so, but it wasn't, but, yeah, like, it's, I like the, like, knockoff songs, but, yeah, what did you think of the music in this movie?
I thought the music was so, like, accurate to the time. It sounded, It was so 2002, and they really were, like, doing all of these, like, knockoff versions of, like, other big artists at the time. But, like, their dances, like, their mix for their, like, main dance. Also, just, like, the mixing these things together on the CD. Yeah. Like, so nostalgic. But their mix was so quintessential to early 2000s. Like, a little bit of hip-hop.
Yeah.
A little bit of bubblegum pop. Like, it was and like all the little Latin influences that they dripped into. It's so perfect.
Yeah, they it was fun though. And it's like interesting because like I think the episode I just did was Get a Clue, which are you like, did you watch that movie growing up?
Yeah.
That one is, it's just funny because that one is so like, the fashion is so like, it's high budget movie. Like it's like very glamorous. And so this one was like, they made a, I don't know, like, I think it was just lower budget, but, like, the wardrobe was just, like, very normal, and, like, even the, like, dance costumes, like, the, like, all of them were very, very low budget, so I thought, like, it was interesting, they went from, like, way up here to, like, way, like, more, like, normal, and so, I don't know, it was interesting, like, what did you think of, like, the clothes in this movie?
It was so, like, laid back, I think, compared to, like, a lot of other, because they usually would really go all out for the fashion, but I think that, like, I think it made sense for, like, the lifestyle that they were showing. I think that was, like, more accurate. But it definitely reminded me of, like, something I would wear, like, on, like, when I got home from school and changed out of, like, my uniform and would just wanted to, like, go play or do something. laid back. I loved all of, like, I feel like America Ferrera wore, like, 4 different overall styles.
She wore so many. Oh, my God. I am a huge fan of overalls. Do you like overalls?
Oh, me too. I just, so my brother always wears them, and I always would tease him. And I have bought multiple pair of overalls now, and I have a pair of, like, white overalls that I have worn, like, half the days of this summer so far.
Oh, my God.
They're so comfortable and easy to wear.
And they have so many pockets, and they can look, like, really chic, but also, like, they're very casual. Like, it's very fun. And, like, yeah, they're so cute. She wears so many of them. I really liked her wardrobe because it's just, like, very real. But, yeah, it was cute. We'll talk more about that. But I guess we'll kind of, like, finish off the movie. But, yeah, so basically, it, like, this movie goes, like, to a bunch of different competitions. Sometimes they do really well. Sometimes they don't. And there's, like, a part where they, like, pretend, like, they sneak off to this competition that, like, she didn't want to let them go to, and they end up, like, doing well, but then they get in trouble, and in the end, like, oh, yeah, there was, like, this whole thing about, like, Miss Bartlett was, like, a much better dancer, and she's not sharing her talent with them. What did you think of that plot line?
That was interesting. Like,
yeah,
I think her whole story was very interesting. Her being, like, part of the dot-com bubble, which was
oh, my God. It was so that time, yeah.
And then going to be a teacher and, like, giving up on her dream of dancing when she went to Juilliard. And, like, that was so interesting, like, showing teacher having trauma, having an impact on the students. Yeah, it was interesting.
I like that, because so basically she, like, went to Juilliard for 2 weeks, and she's like, I gave up because everyone else was, like, better than me, and, like, she told, like, Daisy that as, like, a way to inspire her to never give up on her dreams, and there's a scene where, like, Daisy catches her, like, dancing in the auditorium, and at the end she, like, falls to the ground and cries.
It's very dramatic.
It is, yeah. I was like, what movie am I watching? Yeah, that was, it was melodramatic, but it is, that's Disney for you, but, like, yeah, no, that was... Yeah, no, and she had an interesting relationship with the girls, but yeah, so in the end, they, like, have this big fundraiser, they make enough money to go to this big competition, and they finally have, like, nice uniforms, and then they get second place in the end, which, did you think it was weird that they, like, wrote that in letters instead of telling, like, saying that they did?
Right, and then we also never know, like, if she goes to the High School of the Performing Arts.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you that, because at the end, I was like, wait, what?
Like, what, does she go? Does she not? Like, and first of all, like, also being real, their dance would have not gotten them second place in regionals. No. It just wouldn't. The other girls are doing turns in second and, like, triple pirouettes.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened. But, like, if they're gonna do the letter thing at the end, right? Like, the recap, which is very also, like, quintessential 2000s movie. Like, blah 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 went to Rome and da da da. Like, that, like, a recap at the end. Like, I was waiting for, like, after the second place, like, them to say what all the other girls were doing.
Yeah,
like,
I was too. I was
Yolanda like, passed math. Daisy went to the high school of the performing arts. Chewie went back to high school. Yeah. Like, I was waiting for it, and then it just, like, the credits started rolling. I was like, wait, you didn't finish telling us what's going on.
Yeah, it was almost like they filmed it later on. They were like, oh, wait, we forgot to put that in. Let's just write it in. But, yeah, it was so weird. Like, I was like, are they not going to tell us because they want the moral of the story not to be about winning? But then, yeah, it was just, I mean, yeah, it was strange. We don't know if she ends up going to the performing arts high school that she was invited to go to. But, like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was still, I still had a fun time in this movie. It was just, like, a few things were, like, a little unresolved. But, yeah, yeah. It was. Yeah, what did you think of it overall? What were your, like, positives and negatives?
Overall, I really liked it. I think, like, in terms of, like, representation for the time, I think it definitely did a lot. And just, like, showing a really big contrast compared to what they normally would show, like, you know, everything is, like, a two-parent home, and the parents are, like, doting on their children. Like, so this was very different and, like, showed a lot of different, like, relationship dynamics with, like, like, we have, like, the parents who are, like, really gung-ho about getting their daughter to go to college, and then there's, like, the parents that are having, that are working a lot, and so Esmeralda takes care of her brother for the most part. You never see Daisy's parents. They're, like, pretty absent. So I think they did a lot in, like, showing different family dynamics, which was cool, too. I think, like, a lot, quite a few things are unresolved in the end. But I like their, you know, their motivation, their, like, si se puede. Like, I think that was super cool.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing. That's, like, their key motto. And that's, like, what you remember most from this movie.
Right. And so I think that was cool. I think it was, obviously, you know, none of the Disney Channel original movies are perfect.
No, of course not. Yeah.
They all have little things. And I think if they would have resolved some of these things, like knowing if she went to the high school and, like, getting all of that, I think it could have been an even better movie. But I still really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. I think, like, yeah, it was interesting, like, the different types of girls that were in it. And I like that they weren't, none of them, even Esmeralda, who's, like, she's, like, the ballet queen, like, she, like, is very poised. Like, even she stood up to Daisy. Like, I think they had, like, all the girls have, like, very strong personalities and, like, very well-rounded. Like, that's the thing I think they did the best in this movie. And I think, we didn't really talk about this, but, yeah, what did you think of the principal of the school?
Oh, my gosh, the principal. I think that, like, I don't know, I feel like at first, like, I'm like, he's so harsh, like, and then watching as an adult versus, like, he's, like, really out there, like, trying to do the best for the kids and being, like, the basketball coach, I think.
Yeah,
that,
I thought it, like,
I thought that was so cool, and, like, I just remember, like, when I was little watching it being, like, ugh, the principal. Like,
yeah.
Now, as an adult, I'm like, no, he's, like, really out there doing the most for his students and, like, letting them not do detention and doing an extracurricular instead. That's, you know, wonderful.
He, like, did a really good job of representing, like, a principal of, like, I don't want to say, like, a rougher school, but, like, a school that, like, isn't, like, super academically well off, and, like, how to treat the kids in a way that's, like, you're not just punishing them all the time. You're helping them have a more productive life. So I really liked that storyline. That felt like that was the most, like, one of the most grounded plot lines in the movie. But he was interesting. Did you detect, like, a somewhat, like, is there, like, a romance between him and Miss Bartlett?
Right. There were some sparks. There were vibes. I'm like, okay, they're hinting at it. They're not going to say anything, but.
Yeah, I was like, because he's always around and he's always kind of, like, encouraging her, and he wanted her to be, like, person in charge of the dance team. And, like, even though she didn't want to, he, like, really encouraged her. And I don't know, but yeah, that was. I keep going out of order on this plotline. Things keep popping up in my head. Okay, at the end, okay, this was weird. She got offered a job, and they're like, we're going to pay you twice as much, and she turned it down because all the girls kind of, like, pressured her into. What did you think of that?
I thought that was interesting. I feel like part of it was, like, her realizing she really liked what she was doing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I feel like she could have done them both.
I know. I was hoping they would do that because, like, I don't think anybody, like, realistically would turn down a job where you could, like, double your income. Right. Like, even if you were. I wish that she would take the job and then still be the dance teacher, not necessarily like the biology teacher that she
was.
That's
what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, can't she just take the job? They're done at, they can start their dance rehearsal at 5 when she's off of work, and it can just all work out that way.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just do that. Like, I think, like, that could teach, like, because she's a single woman. She has her own home. Like, she needs to take care of herself. And so I think, like, I don't know, maybe, like, if it was set today, that's what they would have done. But, yeah, that was, like, another thing where I was like, like, she shouldn't just do this because a bunch of middle school girls don't want her to leave.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think, and this, in a realistic scenario, I feel like there's a way they could have gotten it all to work out.
Yeah, yeah. But... yeah, no, I really like the movie. It's one of my favorites. It, like, it's really, like, real, really fun. I love to, like, I love dancing, and I love girl power, and this one was, like, pretty much all of that, and, like, so many funny characters. So, yeah, I would give it probably, like, a 4.5 out of 5. What about you?
I'd probably give it, like, the same, like, a 4.5 there. Yeah. Just because, like, you know, they really could have done a couple extra things to make it hit that 5, and they just, they left it to be its own thing. Which, still love it.
Me too. I was still super excited to do this one. But yeah, so I guess, like, let's talk a little more about the fashion in this movie. What, like, stood out to you? I guess the overalls, but was there anything else that you're like, oh my God, of course?
Definitely the overalls. And I think, like, the uniforms are so, like, I feel like those uniforms are still so popular. Like, they have not changed very much. And, like, they still have, like, the sparkly ribbon and the, like, geometric shape to it. I think it's, like, other than, like, there are some crop tops thrown in nowadays, I feel like they haven't really changed. But, like, I feel like sports uniforms always stay the same.
Yeah, it still, like, looks like, I guess basically what you would think of, like, a cheerleading uniform.
Right.
Like, it's, like, short skirt and, like, 4-finger length, like, straps and, like, V-neck. Yeah, it's. And what did you wear for, like, your dance? Like, did you guys have multiple costumes?
Almost. Like, for dance team, when we had some competitions, we would change out into something else occasionally. But our uniforms were super, super similar to that. Like, 1 year we did have, like, the 4-finger tank kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's called a shell. And sometimes you can wear. Yeah. And you can wear, like. They have, like, the long sleeve options
that you can, like, pop. Like, the turtleneck one with it. Yeah.
And you can pop it under, like, if you're not, like, cheering in the sun or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we had another one that was, like, a high neck one piece dress. But again, like, I feel like the shaping on the bodice is so similar with, like, the diagonal lines and ribbons, like, super, super, super similar.
Yeah. And it's cute. It's funny. Like, did you notice, like, the thing in their hair was, like, the kind of, like, curly stuff you'd put on, like, a Christmas present? Like,
yes.
It was just that kind of ribbon. Yeah. That was cute. I like that. Okay, so they had a lot of, like, contrast between, like, the wealthier schools and their school and, like, how they would have, like, fancier uniforms and they kind of had, like, more basic ones. But, like, that was, I don't know. I think that was really interesting, too. And, like, they still, like, succeeded.
Yeah. And the uniform, like, those uniforms are so expensive.
Yeah.
It's like $300 per uniform.
Yeah. So the fact that they like raised enough money to like, I guess they like, we need to raise like $1,200, which I like wonder at the time, like how much that would be now.
Okay. I need to figure out what $1,200 would be.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Like this is really important. Yeah. 20 years ago, what would $1,200 be? Yeah.
Okay. $1,200 in 2002 is equivalent to about 1900.
Okay.
So 1200 to 1900. So $750 more.
Okay. So that's like still like, that's a pretty significant jump, but that is like, it's believable that they could raise that much money. It seems like that whole thing would cost more, but like, yeah. So I don't know if you noticed this, but like a lot of people, like there's a lot of orange in this movie.
A lot of like oranges and reds and like pinky tones for sure.
Yeah, a lot of warm tones. Like, maybe kind of go along with, like, their school colors were, like, red, and, like, it was, like, Southern California, so it's, like, very sunny. But, yeah, it was very casual. It wasn't, like, super extravagant fashion, but I think that was kind of the point, is it's just, like, very, like, of that time and, like, what these kids would have been wearing. So I appreciate that. Like, not every movie is a Cheetah Girls. Like, not everything is super glamorous,
right.
But that's the point. One more thing on the fashion, and I guess it's kind of the beauty. What did you think of, like, the eyebrows? I don't know if you noticed that.
It was, like, the first thing I noticed. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The thin eyebrows everywhere. Yeah. And Susan Egan's eyebrows are so, so thin. I was like, oh, my gosh. I am just glad I wasn't a teenager during that time.
Me too.
Because I have a lot of eyebrow, and I'm happy that I never touched it much.
Yeah. So. I love your eyebrows. I am not a fan of super thin eyebrows. I think especially, like, because getting your eyebrows thinned out, like, over this, your lifespan, like, it's a bad idea. Because when you're older, you're not going to have anything left.
The hair. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm glad, too, that it's bigger. Because the drawn-on look, I am not a fan. I do not like it. It is not cute.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was kind of fashion. But, yeah, so you're a very fashionable person. One of the most fashionable people I know. What did you wear, like, from, like, your childhood, like, to now? Like, have you gone through a lot of different changes?
Oh my gosh, I love fashion so much.
Yes.
My grandmother is a seamstress and made wedding dresses and pageant dresses for years and years and years. So I grew up she had this huge sewing room in her garage that she still has it now, where she just has like bins and bins of all this like amazing fabric.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like really little, I would like pin things, and I've always like made stuff with her. And over the pandemic, she taught me how to sew. So I sew much better now than I ever did.
Yeah.
But I always loved that she'd make all of my school dresses. So we would like design them together. So I've always really had a passion for it. And I worked as a stylist from college up until a couple of months ago. I was doing a lot of styling. I think like over the years, I feel like I don't necessarily follow a lot of like fashion trends as much as I used to. I think I've kind of come into my own a little bit more with my style. I just really love like really feminine shapes and bright colors, then like comfy neutrals for other things, but a lot of like colors and floral and print, as like I do like to make a lot of stuff for myself, or like I'll make it with my grandma. I'm plus size, so like options are not always what I want them to be, and I'm not about to sacrifice my fashion or taste because I can't find it. I'm like,
no,
I'm just
absolutely
gonna,
not.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it myself. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna go buy the fabric, and I will figure this out myself, because I need a dress like this, and just because they don't have it in my size doesn't mean I'm not gonna have it. I'm gonna finagle my way to getting the style that I want. So
Do you have, like, any times in your life where you, like, went to a big event and you, like, made a beautiful dress and, like, people were like, oh, my God, where'd you get that? And you're like, I made it.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't made a ton of stuff for, like, big events like that. That's usually my grandma. But
yeah.
And like, everybody's always obsessed with what my grandma makes. She's making my wedding dress currently
really?
Right now.
I was about to ask that. You're ready. Oh, my God. I love
she
that.
She is. I went over yesterday. We tried on my skirt. So the skirt is really starting to take shape, but it's beautiful and I'm so excited. Recently she also just made me, I went to a wedding and she made me this like bright fuchsia, like it's like a mini dress kind of, but then it has a big bow on the back and the tails of the bow are like, they go to the floor. They're like a train and they're so super fun. And Christy Carlson Romano was at the wedding and she told me she loved my dress.
Oh my God.
I was so excited, and she was like the sweetest, most kind, wonderful person in the whole world, but she loved my dress and I was so ecstatic.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. Oh my God, did you know you were gonna meet her?
No, I had no idea, and I was like, oh my gosh, Alex, is Kim Possible. Kim Possible is here. I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
But she was absolutely just so kind and wonderful and she liked my dress, and I was so excited.
I love her. Oh my God. How is she really tall?
She's like about, I think she was a little bit taller than me, or like my height. I'm 5'8". So I think she's like a little taller.
Okay. She seems super tall. But yeah, no, she's cool. That's really exciting. Oh my God.
It was so cool.
This is kind of on topic, but like, I'm always curious about this. What were some concerts you went to as a kid? What was the music like you liked back in the 2000s?
Okay. One of my favorites, and like the first one that I remember being, like, my dad works in the music industry, so I went to a lot of concerts, but the one that I remember that like wasn't any work related concert for him, the first one was the Backstreet Boys. And it was so exciting and so fun, and I was dying over that one. That's one of the first that I remember. I would have been like, I was probably like six. It was probably the year this movie came out.
That's so fun. Oh my god. So are you more of a Backstreet than NSYNC girl?
I think.
Yeah.
More of a Backstreet Boys girl. And like, my fiance really likes the Backstreet Boys, and I did not know this. It's like, we'd already been dating like probably like a year and a half, and I put on like one song and he knew every single word. And I was like, wait, do you secretly love the Backstreet Boys? And he loves the Backstreet Boys. And it was
that
like,
is so cute. That is so cute that he like knew all the words.
Oh my gosh, I was dying. I was like, wait, what? How do I not know this? We've been together for a year and a half already. And now I know that you like the Backstreet Boys. So it was just super funny.
Oh, that is so cute. Aww. So yeah, I guess we're kind of wrapping up. But yeah, is there any closing thoughts on this movie?
I think like big one is that like representation really just matters so much. I think like as a little girl, this was so exciting to see and seeing young girls who look like me speak Spanish. I don't speak great Spanish, but I speak enough. And it was just exciting to see, you know, that kind of representation on TV when it was not something that I was used to seeing at all.
Yeah.
So I think it made me feel like I could have a place in entertainment as a little girl. So I think it's so important to continue exploring and expanding representation for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's like such an empowering thing about this movie, especially because almost the entire cast was Hispanic, not just like the main girl. So I thought that was really, really beautiful. And like, I hope to see it more in movies, especially Disney movies. Yeah. And is there any messages you want to send out to the world today? It can be as silly or as meaningful as you want.
Yeah, let me think. I think that we can all just fare to be a little kinder to one another. I think the world is a very complex place at this time. And I think we can really do better as a society. So
I agree.
I think we can just all work on it. And it really starts with yourself. So thinking of how you can do more or be kinder is very important.
I agree. Thank you for that. And is there any place you want people to follow you, or do you have any events coming up that you would like people to attend?
No events, because I'm actively planning my wedding. Yes. And I need to get it done. So I've stopped from doing anything big at the moment.
Yeah, you're like, no shows right now. I need to focus on my wedding.
Oh my gosh, I've like almost auditioned for like six of them. I'm like, but I won't do anything and I need to stop. So
yeah.
But my Instagram is Miss Lauren Chanel, MSLAUREN Chanel, like the brand.
So, yeah, is that your middle name?
Yes, it is.
I'm so jealous. You're meant to do fashion.
Right, it's like Ralph Lauren and Chanel.
Yes, and yes. Oh my god, that is perfect. Oh,
I love it.
Yeah,
that fashion moment.
Yes, definitely. So if you guys want to follow me, I'm Jana of the 90s on Instagram and YouTube, and Decomp Divas on Instagram and TikTok, and decompdivaspod@gmail.com if you want to request any movies. So that's that. Lauren, thank you so much for being here. I had so much fun with you. You're so sweet. And I'm so glad I met you. And I'm so glad I got to be in a show with you. And I hope we get to do a show again sometime very soon.
Me too. Thank you so, so much for having me. This is so, so fun. Any excuse to talk about Disney, I'm always excited.
Yay. Thank you so much. Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, guys, thanks for listening. And join us next time when you watch a Disney Channel movie. Bye.